Whole Lot of Nonsense, Audio Boo 4. Good afternoon, everybody. So I appreciate the feedback from Harold and from Scott and from Simon Toon and everybody who's sort of welcomed me back into the fold. It has been a while, and I definitely appreciate the feedback. A question came up from Scott Kitchen and Harold concerning the concept of microcredit and microloans. In the U.S. specifically, I gotta say, I need to do some more research on that. And that's something that I'm going to target myself for this next week and then hopefully come up with a response for everybody at the end of next week. But I did find myself just sort of realizing that, you know, when we're talking about microcredit in general, and when I, you know, as I'd mentioned before, that I think of places that are not the U.S. with regard to microcredit, I think of farmers or generally farmers, sorry, who are involved in the entire microcredit concept. So if you think about it from this perspective, somebody in a space that will have land, but not necessarily supplies to farm, may need to get access to a small loan just to get supplies to start farming. The idea being that, all right, I'm a farmer, I own 5 acres of land, but I can't afford the seed. Where in the past, I might have gotten seed from somebody who would have given me an outrageously high either price for the seed or demanded an outrageously high payback for the seed. What I can do now is take out a microloan, get the seed, pay back a reasonable amount of money, and still have enough money to live off of and buy seed for next time, you know, next crop cycle. If you think about that in the U.S. perspective, if I'm thinking about it from a business perspective, I may have a building. And maybe in order to expand my business, my small local business, I need, what, $2,000, $3,000 for acquiring a new copy machine, or maybe a new computer, or maybe training for one of my employees, or something that is a really small amount of money that will generate a high return, but I just can't get a hold of it. Either I don't have enough credit, or I'm not seen as credit worthy by people who are out there. And so that's where microcredit comes in, is filling in those gaps of those spaces where there might be a small amount of upfront expenditure that can help generate profit on the back end. So I'll look into some more what CDFIs have to do with that. And in the meantime, I will talk to you all tomorrow. Be safe, everybody.